Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Tuesday, December 8th, 2020, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Now here is Father Anthony.
Today we celebrate the most famous woman in all of history, the Blessed Virgin Mary. 2,000 years later, we continue to remember her. I had the opportunity to go to an art museum in Cincinnati, and this wonderful woman at Xavier University had her art exhibit on display, and she went around the world and depicted the Blessed Virgin Mary in all different dress and custom and shapes and sizes and colors of all the people of the world. Beautiful exhibit, and one that still strikes me to this day. Mary, our mother, continues to speak to us, no matter who we are, in a language that we can understand with a mother's love. True femininity can totally be understood through the Christian lens. What do I mean by this? If you look at the first book of the gospel, first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, everything becomes more beautiful than that which preceded it. On the first day, God created light and darkness. On the second day, he created land and sky. Then he creates the sea. Then after that, he creates plants that bear fruit. Then he creates animals. Then he creates Adam. And the last thing God creates is Eve, the woman. The church fathers say she was the last to be revealed, but the first to be planned from all time. God created the woman before we even existed and gave her the world to live in. God created the church, his bride, and then the world as a place for her to live in. Sometimes we get that reversed. Sometimes we think the church is to live for the world, but the world is actually to live for the church and to live for God, properly understood. In the gospel today, I don't know if you caught it or not, I mean the first reading, but it said, Adam called his wife Eve. He didn't name his wife. He named the vegetables, he named the trees, he named the animals, but he called his wife. He treated her as his equal. And it says, the woman, the woman, the woman. And then Adam called her Eve, which means mother of the living. But we know this is somewhat ironic because she also becomes mother of the dead because of her actions in entering into original sin. But God wanted to reverse this order, and he wanted to reverse it in the same way that he created life, through the vessel of the woman. And so the church fathers saw in the Eve, the E-V-A, the Ava, was reversed by the Ave, the A-V-E, the Ave Maria. So as life was brought with the new Adam and the new Eve, was to undo what the old Adam and the old Eve did. Eve was called woman, and Jesus points towards his new Eve, Mary. Two times in the Gospels, Jesus calls his mother woman. And us kind of modern people, we think, why is he bossing his mother around by saying, woman? But it's to hearken back to Genesis. His public ministry, he uses the term woman because he wants to refer to his mother as the new vessel for life. Woman, what does this concern have to do with me why they don't have wine? And Mary turns and says, do whatever he asks. And then on the cross, Jesus is looking down at his mother and says, woman, behold your son. All pointing towards her as the new Eve, the Ave. Today we celebrate that woman, all women, that woman in particular that said yes. The no's of so many women in the world are undone by the yeses of so many Christian women who followed the example of Mary. There were four immaculately conceived people. There was Adam, there was Eve, there was Mary, and there was Jesus. The only thing was with Adam and Eve, they did not enjoy their immaculate conception. They sinned. But Jesus and Mary did not sin. They remained sinless. Sin causes suffering and death. But Mary, when the angel Gabriel came to her, her suffering was different. She chose to suffer. And when we choose to suffer, it's because we love. We want to enter into those depths with another person. There was a film some years ago in the 90s with Robin Williams, and his wife had died, and she had gone to the depths of hell, and he wanted to be there with her and suffer with her for all eternity. But the ironic thing was, is there really suffering in hell? No, there is not. There is suffering in purgatory because he had great love for her. Our joy, our hope lies in knowing that our suffering is not in vain, but that our suffering has an end, which is love. Whatever little thing we may have to suffer, maybe COVID-19, maybe a loss of a loved one, whatever it may be, they're not done in vain. Our second reading from Ephesians says, remain holy and blameless in his sight. The word blameless actually translates to immaculate. The goal of the Christian is to be immaculate, to clean our lives up so we can be with God in eternity and experience the fullness of love. Now, whether or not we do that or not is up to us. That's why we have the confessional. Why do I have to confess my sins to a priest? You don't have to, but you get to. And what a gift that is. So many things are at our disposal as Christian people. And today we honor her who said yes. We too have to say yes in a world that continues to say no.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.